This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
And this morning on Rock Talk, we are speaking with Dr. Tracy Mayer, pediatrician with Rochester Regional Health's Penn Fair Pediatrics. Dr. Mayer, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
We are honored to have you on the air with us, answering our questions for the next little bit on the air here. Now, COVID, of course, has swamped everybody's life, but as a doctor, as a pediatrician, you must have gotten every kind of question you could possibly imagine over the past 18 months.
That's true, yes. And I think as a whole, you know, we as pediatricians want to be there for our patients. We want our children and our parents to know that they can contact us with questions, although it may take us a little bit longer to get back to them than it did before COVID because we're just so busy. Definitely we do want to have the questions. We want to make sure that people get the correct information because there's so much information out there and it changes so rapidly that we really do want to make sure that people get the correct information. So calling your doctor is definitely one of the first steps that you should take if you need information.
I want to give out the website for Rochester Regional Health just so people have it here at the start of the program. It's rochesterregional.org, and there's wonderful resources there that have to do with COVID. So if you have kids and you have questions or whatever, first I would hit the rochesterregional.org, take a look there, but definitely, like Dr. Mayer said, reach out to your own pediatrician, your own doctor, and speak directly with the experts about your specific situation. Now, kids are back in school. I'm a parent of two. There are other things out there besides COVID, I hear. Is that still true? Or
that is true, yes.
We're seeing an uptick. Go ahead.
COVID is at the forefront of everyone's mind, yes. But things like the common cold have not gone away. Things like RSV and influenza have not gone away. Although at this point, we're really not seeing any influenza, but there is RSV in the community, and that is, you know, that is creating extra work for our physicians.
What is RSV?
So RSV is respiratory syncytial virus, and it's a virus similar to a cold virus that generally affects the younger kids, like the 0 to 2 age group, although anyone can catch RSV, adults can catch RSV. And when adults catch it, they feel like they have a bad cold. They cough, they have some congestion, but they're generally pretty able to deal with it. They don't require too much intervention. When the younger kids get RSV, sometimes it can make them wheeze. It can make them be working hard to breathe. So those things obviously need medical attention. And sometimes the RSV is bad enough that kids wind up having to go to the hospital because they require oxygen. The very severe cases have to be intubated on a breathing machine for a few days until their lungs can heal and they can start to get better.
And that RSV is something that's always been around? I mean,
Correct.
Didn't know the fancy name. Okay, RSV, okay.
RSV is not a new virus. It's been around for a long time. And we typically see it every year in this area, generally starting in November or so, lasting through till about January, February. So this year in this part of the country, we're seeing RSV earlier than we have in the past. So that with the, additional back to school and having the kids needing COVID testing for their symptoms to determine whether or not they can go back to school, having that RSV in the mix is an extra burden.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the flu, influenza, in passing a few minutes ago. Are we not seeing numbers of flu infections this year?
It's a bit too early.
Okay.
Typically, influenza peaks in this area January through March. So while it's not impossible to have influenza around this time of year, it's generally not the season for it. But that's why we are encouraging as many people as possible to get their flu vaccine now so that they will be protected when influenza really hits.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this question as a parent, and I've been through this, even though kids have only been back in school a small number of weeks. I've been through it with both of my kids. One, they came down, had a scratchy throat. And of course, you have to call the school at that point, tell them they're not coming in, keep them home. And then my school district, and this is probably statewide, required a negative COVID test in order to readmit them to school. So if that's the situation, if you're like me, your kid has a sore throat, it kind of goes away, and that's all they're showing. Well, what do you recommend? Do you recommend them reaching out to their pediatrician? Do you recommend them going and getting a COVID test? What's the right order of things to do?
Definitely, we recommend calling your pediatrician first. Pediatrician's offices have the tests available in their offices. And they are the ones that know your kids the best. And most of the schools are saying you have to have a negative COVID test or the doctor has to provide an alternate diagnosis. So, for example, if you have a child that gets fall allergies every fall when the leaves start to drop and those symptoms are a scratchy throat and a little bit of congestion. If the pediatrician knows that because they've seen your child every year for these same symptoms, then the pediatrician can say, okay, I don't suspect that this is COVID. I suspect that this is related to the fall allergies that this child gets every year. And perhaps the child can be spared having a COVID test in that instance. Definitely calling the pediatrician first. Sometimes the pediatrician's offices are so busy on a particular day because they're short-staffed, they may have to say, you know what, we don't have any appointments available today. So at that point, then they may say, okay, we recommend that you go to urgent care and get your COVID test done there. In an attempt to try to get the child back to school as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But really, pediatricians in general want to talk to their families, want to talk to their kids. So we've really just been encouraging parents, please call us. Please ask us the questions. Let us guide you where to go. There's also the issue of there's so many different kinds of COVID tests out there. And only certain kinds will get you back into school. So we want to make sure that people are getting the correct test done first time out so that they're not incurring the time and trouble and expense of having to get another test done because the first test they had done wasn't the correct test.
I see. And in a lot of cases, what ends up happening, with my experience, is the place that does the test then sends the test over once they get the results to the school, and all is good to kind of be readmitted. But it does take some time. When we went, they were out of the first time when my son went, they had the fast test kind of things. But then the next week when we had to take my daughter in, they had run out of those. And so it was a 3-day process before we got results for her to go back.
Correct.
Yeah. So, but they were
That's unfortunate. There was a big demand for the rapid COVID test, pretty much right from the get-go once kids got back in school. I won't say that there's a shortage of them per se, but there are certain locations in the community that to have them that don't have them anymore because they ran out. And you know, so now they're having to resort to the regular test that goes to the lab. And then depending on how busy the laboratory is, because they've got so many swabs coming in, will determine how long it's going to take for you to get the results back.
All right. We're speaking with Dr. Tracy Mayer, a pediatrician with the Rochester Regional Health's Penn Fair Pediatrics. A great resource is rochesterregional.org. Great website resource, rochesterregional.org. If you have kids that are presenting symptoms you might think might be in line with COVID or really anything, you, of course, should reach out to your own pediatrician and make an appointment as soon as you can. Dr. Mayer, what do you recommend if parents think that their child has been exposed to COVID, but they're not showing any symptoms? What is the proper next step?
Again, the next step would still be to contact the pediatrician's office. For the older kids, older than 12, if they are vaccinated and they have been exposed to COVID, but they are not having any symptoms, if all of those factors are in place, those kids can actually continue to go to school and go about their usual activities unless they develop symptoms. And then if they develop symptoms, of course, they would need to be tested and things of that nature. But kids over 12 that are vaccinated for COVID, if they are exposed to COVID, as long as they don't have any symptoms, they are allowed to return to school as normal.
So
that's one of the big... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So that's one of the big reasons why we want to get as many people as possible vaccinated, so that it will give us that opportunity to... it's another avenue for getting kids back to school faster.
Right. So where do we stand now with vaccinations? Obviously, for adults, we know where we've stood. We've stood there for a long time. What about kids under 18 or people under 18? Where do we stand? What's the current status?
So right now, the Pfizer vaccine is approved for children age 12 and older. And we have heard news through the grapevine that Pfizer is going through the approval process with the FDA to get their vaccine approved for use in children, 5 to 11 years of age. And we're hoping that that is something that comes along the pipeline very soon. But at this point, there's no definite word on the 5 to 11-year-olds, but definitely children over 12 can get the Pfizer vaccine.
So if you have kids and you've got regular appointments scheduled for your pediatrician for regular non-COVID, non-seasonal things, you should still continue to keep those appointments and still get your kids into the pediatrician, correct?
Absolutely. Well visits are still important. The required vaccinations for school are still important. I think there may be some families that, being in quarantine and in isolation and when everything was really shut down and kids not doing sports and not doing their usual activities, they kind of let the well visits and the vaccinations go by the wayside. But now that kids are back in school and doing their sports, and all the things that kids do, it's really important to make sure that they do have the required vaccines that they need. It's important that they're getting, their well visits as scheduled. Because there's some kids that the only time they go to the doctor is for their once-a-year well visit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great if they're healthy the rest of the year, but that well visit then is the only time the doctor has to see the child and those parents, make sure that development is happening as it's supposed to, make sure the child is growing properly, make sure there's not the start of some chronic illness that could be brewing that, we don't know about because we haven't seen the child for 2 years now. So definitely important to continue keeping your scheduled appointments for well visits, getting your vaccines that are required for school. We definitely want to continue to do those things.
We're speaking with Dr. Tracy Mayer, pediatrician with Rochester Regional Health's Penfair Pediatrics, and a good resource that you could bookmark is rochesterregional.org. Some good resource there, especially regarding COVID-19 and the like. What are typical childhood immunizations that parents should be aware of, and what are the general stages of those immunizations?
So immunizations that are required for school include immunizations against diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, polio, measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, hepatitis B. Those are sort of the major ones.
Mm-hmm.
And, some of those start when the children are infants. So for people that have infants, we want to be seeing those babies on a regular basis. You know, even though there's concern for COVID in the community, we as pediatricians want our families of babies to know that our offices are safe, we're cleaning thoroughly, we're all wearing our personal protective equipment. So we don't want the parents of our really young patients to feel afraid to come in. They still need to come in. They still need to get those vaccines when they're infants. And then the older kids are getting booster vaccines. So anybody that's attending kindergarten, for example, they're going to get boosters of their diphtheria and tetanus and pertussis. They're going to get a booster of their polio vaccine. They're going to get a booster of their measles, mumps, rubella, and chickenpox vaccines to make sure that we're continuing to boost their immune system, so that they do have protection against these diseases. Things like pertussis have not gone away. Pertussis is the germ that causes whooping cough, and there are still a small percentage of children, even in this area, that are still getting pertussis each year. So given the fact that COVID is forefront in everyone's mind, we don't want to have something like pertussis creeping back into the community in high numbers, because that will just completely overwhelm the system.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can keep those things at bay with the vaccines that we know are safe and effective, that's what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's important for people to get their regularly scheduled well visits. So the kindergartners get boosters, and then the middle school kids, when they're headed to sixth grade, they also get boosters for diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. The middle schoolers, the seventh graders, get vaccines protecting them against getting bacterial meningitis. So all of these are serious illnesses that have not gone away. They've been around for many, many, many years, and they continue to be around, and we can't forget about them just because we're busy thinking about COVID.
Right, right. So what would you say to parents who they've got kids, let's say, who are over 12 years old? You're recommending they sign up immediately or go and just get the COVID vaccine?
Absolutely. We believe that the COVID vaccine is safe. We believe that it's effective. And if we ever want to get out of what has become this new normal, if we ever want to go back to the way things were prior to COVID, we need to get as many people as possible vaccinated.
And as far as the flu vaccine goes, you're recommending people who normally get that to go out and get that as well, not to forget about
Absolutely.
The flu.
Correct. Do not forget about the flu. The symptoms of influenza and the symptoms of COVID are very, very similar. And again, we don't need lots and lots of people getting influenza and putting extra stress on healthcare resources that are already stressed because of COVID.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. All right, speaking with Dr. Tracy Mayer this morning, pediatrician with Rochester Regional Health's Penn Fair Pediatrics. RochesterRegional.org is a good website for resources about COVID, but nothing beats actually speaking to your child's pediatrician or speaking to your own physician directly about your own issues that you might be having. Is there anything that we haven't discussed this morning that you really want to get across to our audience, whether it's regarding to COVID, flu, or anything else health related?
I think I just want to reiterate that, as pediatricians, we are here for our patients. We are here for their families. There is lots of information out there that is changing very rapidly. It's hard for the average person to keep up. So please don't be afraid to reach out to your doctor. Even though we're busy, we still want those calls coming in. We still want to interact with our patients. And we want to make sure that if we can't provide the care ourselves, that we direct you to the appropriate place so that things are taken care of in a timely manner. And, we're using the resources that we have to their fullest capabilities.
That makes a lot of sense. Dr. Tracy Mayer, pediatrician with Rochester Regional Health's Penn Fair Pediatrics, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for coming on the air with us and answering some of these very important questions and offering some very wise words for our audience. Thank you. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mark. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. A part of the DJRO Broadcasting Company.